feel prepared?
Yeah, I felt pretty prepared. It was just kind of something that I had to be ready for. Coach Love always talks about being ready when your opportunity comes. So I felt like I was prepared for it. And, I mean, you never want to see one of your teammates go down like that, which is devastating. Lana's one of my best friends, so I hate to see that. But I played behind him, and it was my job to come in and play.
What did you learn, I guess, through the course of the game?
I messed up one time, just kind of got to shake it off and just keep playing.
Don't just talk about trying to stay ready, but it's another thing to actually do it and kind of wrap your head around that. I mean, how seriously did you take the idea that you could be close to playing?
Was it hard to... I took it as serious as anyone probably would have. I mean, Mike linebacker's an important job. You got to be able to make the checks and calls. So just staying in the playbook and stuff, and I think having not have school start and stuff was able to give us a good little head start and be able to keep up with all that stuff.
How'd you end up from Missouri to Oregon?
An email. Simple as that.
How so?
I just got an email from one of the guys in the old staff asking me to come out here and took the chance.
And then, so was that kind of your main offer? Did you have some smaller schools or some other ones? What was kind of your offers like?
I had like D1 AA schools, but I don't know, as a kid I was kind of dreaming of playing like a bigger school. And Oregon's always been one of my favorite schools, and kind of once it kind of got an email from them, kind of had it set.
Did you just kind of a random email from them, or did you get them from a bunch of schools and responded?
Well, I had a couple from like Texas A&M, Michigan, and Oregon, like for walk-ons and stuff, but Texas A&M was probably the closest one just because my high school football coach played football with someone, but other than that, I mean, Oregon, I mean, kind of just didn't really compare to those much. Like, they just didn't hold the same standard, in my opinion.
So that was...
It was pretty easy for me to decide, yeah.
What's this last couple years been like? Is kind of getting prepared for this kind of moment?
It's fun. You kind of just get to come out here and play football. Mostly played scout team the past 2 years, just about it. You just go out and just gotta have make the most of it.
Do you feel like you're earning your way towards a scholarship?
I'm just playing football right now. If it ends up coming, then that's awesome. But right now, I'm just worried about helping the team when I can.
What's your confidence level out there right now?
Confidence level?
Yeah, when you step out on the field for kind of the first meaningful moments.
I don't know. I feel like I was pretty prepared, but I mean, I don't know if you can really. Coach Levin always says you have to play with confidence. So, I mean, obviously, you want to come out there with confidence, and something bad happens, you just got to burst off because you don't want your confidence to get shipped out.
Did you feel that in high school that you could prove yourself to play at this level? If the offers weren't coming in, that if you got a chance, you could prove yourself?
I thought I had a capabilities to play at the level. I just needed a chance.
What's it like when you're preparing for a team that's pass, and then you still have to account for the run? What is that adjustment like?
A lot of film, finding indicators.
Washington State likes to use their running backs in the passing game quite a bit. How does that affect you as a linebacker this week?
It just depends what call we're in. Some calls I might be on them, some calls I won't. Also, there's different calls between the safeties. I mean, it just depends on what we're in.